In our last segment of Messianic Perspectives, I provided you with some insight as to the meaning of the Feast of Sukkot given to Israel. I'd mentioned that it was both a time of remembrance, but also a time of joy. I would like to expand further on the element of joy in the Feast of Sukkot. Specific instruction is given that you are to be joyful during this time. That means no heavy hearts, no grieving, and no sadness. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verses 13 and 14. You are to keep the festival of Sukkot for 7 days, after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and wine press. Rejoice at your festival, you, your sons, your daughters, your male and female slaves, the Levim, and the foreigners, orphans, and widows living among you. We have been commanded to have a good time. Why is this? What is happening at this time? We have just come out of a very serious time in that Yom Kippur was just 5 days previously. It is the time of the final harvest of the year. Our time of remembrance is also a time of joyfulness in that we are remembering how Adonai was with us the entire time in the desert after leaving Egypt. There is even another instruction given in Sukkot to those who are traveling from far off and can't effectively bring their tithe of the harvest with them. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verses 22 through 26. Every year you must take 1/10 of everything your seed produces in the field, and eat it in the presence of Adonai your God. In the place where he chooses to have his name live, you will eat the 1/10 of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, and the firstborn of your cattle and sheep, so that you will learn to fear Adonai your God always. But if the distance is too great for you, so that you are unable to transport it, because the place where Adonai chooses to put his name is too far away from you, then when Adonai your God prospers you, you are to convert it into money. Take the money with you, go to the place which Adonai your God will choose, and exchange the money for anything you want, cattle, sheep, wine, other intoxicating liquor, or anything you please. And you are to eat there in the presence of Adonai your God, and enjoy yourselves, you and your household. Eating in the presence of Adonai, in essence, is having a meal together that ultimately reaffirms the covenant. Sukkot is this time. Feel free to visit our website, shalommaine.com. We've created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot, that will provide you with a wealth of information you may have never known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this ministry, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.